Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Jastrzemski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
It's 6:02 here on this Tuesday evening. Let's roll, baby. It's time for the debut of Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I'm your host, JJ John Jastrzemski. We are leading you into Yankee baseball. Where else? Right here on the Fan. And you can tell there is a little bit of an extra pep in my step, because this is a show concept that in many ways is years in the making. And I am just so fired up that now for the next half hour, day in and day out, we can run through a bunch of lines, we can talk some line movement, we can make some picks for better or worse, and have a whole lot of fun along the way. And it's pretty remarkable and it's pretty amazing. I noticed this yesterday when I was doing the overnight show. Between Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL, you only had one underdog find a way to cover a number. Uno. Well, you fast forward 24 hours, you got the Milwaukee Bucks losing outright as a massive, massive favorite against the Orlando Magic. And I think for anybody out there listening, if you can get decent odds and decent value on Milwaukee, I would say if it's under 400 for the series, I would be all over that. Because Milwaukee is not losing a best-of-seven series to the Orlando Magic. Now, I don't like Milwaukee to go to the finals. I think they're vulnerable. I think they're beatable. But for this series, they're not losing to Orlando. So if the Bucks are going to overreact after one game, pounce on the Bucks for the remainder of their series. Now, locally with the baseball, whole lot of crazy line movement with the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. This line opened Yankees with Tanaka minus 125 against Tampa. We know Tampa is giving the Yankees fits. Normally it's a Tropicana field. Historically speaking, the Rays, at least over the last 4 or 5 years, have not played well in the Bronx. But listen to this line movement. Open 125, you got about 70% of the tickets coming in on the Yankees, and now I'm seeing Tampa all the way up to 125 as a favorite over our sportsbook here on DraftKings. So I would be very, very cautious of playing the Yankees tonight. In fact, if it wasn't the emotional angle of me being a Yankee fan, I would probably play Tampa tonight. And I hope I'm wrong on this, but my read on this game has Tampa, Tampa, Tampa written all over it. Now the Mets were going to be one of my plays of the day tonight, for better or worse. They were going to be one of my plays. But the minute I find out that Peterson gets scratched from a start, that is now a complete stay away from me. And this line has moved accordingly. Open Mets right around 184, 185. Now I am looking at anywhere from 165, which you can find over at DraftKings, 155 in some certain places. And it is now a complete stay away for me. I am not going anywhere near the Mets and the Miami Marlins game two of this four-game series. Now, you got a couple of NBA games of note. You got the Heat taking on the Indiana Pacers right now as we speak. I love Miami from a series standpoint. Now, if you want to hop on and you missed the boat on that, What you're really rooting for right now is for Indiana to win outright. And then we're going to load up on Miami to win the series that much more. Because I'm sorry, I am not a believer in Indiana. So I have Miami for the series, laying the 275. I have Miami minus a game and a half in the series because I do not believe it will go seven. But in the NBA, you got two very juicy games tonight. You got OKC in Houston. This is Chris Paul's revenge. This is an Oklahoma City team that has overachieved basically all year. Houston has not played great down in the bubble, but a whole lot of interesting line movement on this game. Open Thunder minus two because of the Westbrook injury. And I'm seeing a late move towards the Rockets with basically split money. What do I mean by split money? That means basically your ticket count, your money count is right around 50% either way. So that means for those of you who are your novice gambler, basically, half the money's going in on the Rockets, half the money's going in on the Thunder, but I like to look for line movement and play that is shifting. And in this game, it is absolutely shifting. Now, the series that everybody is all juiced up to watch, and I know I'm all juiced up to watch, it is Portland taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. And look, I'm a sucker for Damian Lillard. I'm a sucker for CJ McCollum. You guys know I'm a Cuse guy, so I'm my dude Carmelo Anthony, who has contributed in a big way for Portland. But 7-1, listen to this. 7-1 from a ticket count. Meaning for every ticket they got on a Lakers series at minus 500 or minus 550, you got seven tickets coming in on Portland. And I think the reason for that is because, number one, it's a recency bias. Everybody saw Portland play well in the bubble. I think people now are getting suckered into the Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, offense, guard play, narrative. And I think people just want to bet against LeBron. I know I do. Listen, push comes to shove, I'd love to bet against LeBron James. I don't root for the guy. But I think there's a reason why you see this opening line at 5.5 tonight, and it is now shooting up to 6.5 in some places. And the series line is actually shifting towards the Lakers. To me, Portland shakes out in this series, and they shake out tonight as that classic underdog that everybody wants to bet, that is very much in vogue, that is very much the cool, upstart, fun team to bet. But I wouldn't go anywhere near them tonight. To me, if you are playing this game, it is Lakers or pass. And on DraftKings, you can find the Lakers now as a 6.5-point favorite. So you got all sorts of NBA action. You got a full slate in baseball. You got the Islanders trying to make it four straight against the Washington Capitals. So this is the time of year now where you got games galore. You got action galore. For better or worse, you guys are going to like that phrase. We might have to trademark that when it's all said and done. We will do our plays of the day for better or worse at the end of the show. But there is going to be a heavy football focus on this show. So we're going to do your calls, of course. Picks of the day, question of the day. Get it rolling with that at 877-337-6666. But we're going to welcome in the former offensive lineman. Russ Tucker is going to join us. We're going to do about two or three quick hits with him in this half-hour sprint. We're going to hit every team's season total over-under for the year. Expectations. We're starting with the coach who's running sprints, and he's got all sorts of passion as a first-year man. And how can that first-year man adjust on the fly? We'll get Russ Tucker's takes on Joe Judge and the Giants and whether or not they're going to go over-under. Your calls, all that and more. Odds on Sports. Get it all rolling right after this.
John Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
And Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Welcome back to Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm John Jastrzemski, and we're going to focus on an NFL team as we move closer and closer to the start of this year. Let's welcome in the former offensive lineman. He's going to give us some perspective from a sharp sense on the New York Football Giants. Let's welcome in Ross Tucker for Tuck's Takes. What's happening, Tuck?
JJ, how are you, man? I'm fired up for this.
Well, listen, I feel like I'm as fired up as Joe Judge, you know, running sprints and trying to get his team ready to go. I feel like I'm trying to get this show, Tuck, where it needs to be. So let's start here. Joe Judge takes over the Giants. They've been a losing franchise the last few years. He comes in, doesn't have a full OTAs, doesn't have training camp as we know it. How much of a disadvantage is that?
I think it's significant. And I've been telling people this whole time with no OTAs, no mini camps, no preseason games, that you want to stick with continuity as much as possible when you're betting. So what does that mean, right? That means head coaches are back, quarterbacks that are back, you know, when they have the same offensive and defensive coordinators. Those are the teams I would lean to, JJ, especially early in the season. And here's the thing I say about all the missed practice time, because some people say, oh, it's not that big a deal. If it wasn't that big a deal, why do you think Tom Brady was having all those players-only practices in June and July, even after the NFLPA said not to do it? Because it matters. And so I don't like a lot of rookies this year in terms of fantasy football or prop bets. And I'm not even in love with a lot of the teams that have new quarterbacks. It makes me a little nervous about like a Bridgewater in Carolina and moving around. So I guess that's in the favor, if we're going to talk G-men, of the Eagles, because Washington, the Cowboys, and the Giants all have new head coaches and new coaching staffs.
Ross, if the Giants are going to exceed expectations, if they're going to have a successful season, biggest key in your opinion?
Probably the O-line. I mean, you know, there's good news and bad news with the Giants, right? And I think most of their fans already know this, but they have an outstanding group of young skill guys. I mean, you look at what Slayton did last year. You get Sterling Shepard back, a healthy Saquon, Evan Ingram at tight end. Really liked a lot of the things I saw from Daniel Jones. And you still have Golden Tate. Not a young guy, but you have Golden Tate. That is good. I mean, that's I'm not going to say it's as good as anybody in the league, but there's a lot of teams that wish they had the Giants skill guys. But the O-line, still a concern. And I know Solder wasn't great last year, but with him opting out, JJ, now you put Andrew Thomas, the rookie, at left tackle. I think he'll be fine, but it's really then opens up the right tackle spot, whether it's the rookie from UConn, Matt Peart, or Cameron Fleming, or maybe Nick Gates, who they just gave a 2-year contract to. You know, it makes all of those guys a question mark. And I do O-line rankings, and I wrote it down. Kevin Zeitler, their right guard, he's the only guy that's above average on the line. And quite frankly, he might even be the only guy that's average. I mean, Hernandez wasn't as good as I thought he'd be last year. The center's below average. We'll see what the rookie Andrew Thomas can be. Hopefully he's great right away. But O-line's still a major question mark on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, Ross, real quick. Over on the 6 wins for the New York Giants. What do you got?
So I'm going over. I think it's the right number. You know, but I'm going over, and here's why. I think they're going to beat the Washington football team twice. So out of the other 14 games, you only need them to win 4 out of those 14 to at least get a push. I just think they're more likely to figure out a way to win 7 or 8. Look, they've got questions on defense. We didn't even get into that. But I think they're more likely to win 7 or 8 than they are 4 or 5. I like their ability to at least push and get to 6 with all those skill guys and Daniel Jones in year 2. So I would bet the over for the New York Giants.
Ross Tucker, as good as it gets with Tuck's Takes. Ross, we'll have some fun with the NFC East all week, having some fun with the New York Giants. We'll chat tomorrow, brother.
Sounds great, man. See ya.
There you have it. Good stuff there from Ross Tucker. Likes the Giants as an over. 2 games against Washington, they got to be wins. Now, it's time for JJ's plays of the day. For better or worse, that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to give you 3 picks. We're going to have some fun. We're going to take a few calls, then we're going to sign off. All right, real quick. I got the Rockets pick 'em against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Line moving in the favor of the Rockets. I think Harden comes out guns a-blazing. I think OKC is being overvalued here in this spot. I am taking the Rockets pick 'em game 1. Game 2. Baseball, I'm giving you the Atlanta Braves. This line is starting to move up a little bit. Starting to get around 125, 130. I think the Braves coming off an emotional win over the Nationals last night. Nationals reeling a little bit. I'll lay the 125, 130. Give me Atlanta in game two. And then I think you local fans are going to like this. I got the Islanders. I'm getting the Islanders at minus 120 against the Capitals. I think the Capitals have completely mailed it in. They lose the excruciating game last week, or on Sunday, I should say. Islanders, four-game sweep. Love it, laying the 120. All right, couple calls before we say goodbye. Hillside, Charles. What's up, Charles?
What's going on, JJ?
Charles, what up, what up? How you doing? What's up, man? And,
I am honored to be the first caller of your new format.
I love it, man. So let's start off guns a-blazing. Let's start off hot. What do you got?
All right. I like your picks. I want to piggyback on the Islanders, and I want to throw in there a first period under 1.5. The whole trend of this series is that it has started slow, and all of the goals have come in the second and third period where the Islanders have finished off the Capitals. So I love the first period under 1.5 here. That has hit every game of the series.
I like it, Charles. Digging deep right there with the research. Giving us some under action there with the Islanders in the first period. We'll see if that is going to be a winner. That's what I'm staying away from, but best of luck. Let's hit the Rockaway. James, what's up, James?
JJ, back in prime time.
James, baby, let's go. What do you got for me, my friend? How we doing?
All right. Twins, Phillies, Dodgers, and just those three. What do you think, real quick?
Well, I would be all over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Big favorite against Seattle. Probably 1.5, your best bet there. I'd be leery of Boston. Sooner or later, the Red Sox are going to win a game. And you thought maybe they'd get one against the Yankees. Did not happen, but here we are. Rolling the dice with the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, if you're playing that game, for me, it's Phillies a pass, but I don't love it. Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Ton of fun. Rockets, pick 'em. Atlanta Braves against the Nats. And then the Islanders on the money line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.